This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
Oh, yeah, check them out, FranklinArmory.com. Time to talk about legal things, and there's only one guy that I like to talk to if I could get him, and that is Stephen Stambolia, attorney at law. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. I want to ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
When they say attorney at law, and I'm just worrying about the... I'm just asking about the phrase. Are there other kinds of attorneys that don't do law?
In America? I mean, I don't think so. I know.
Okay.
Other countries, they have different, like, solicitor and barrister, and they have different stuff, you know, terminology they don't use to their private practice.
Right. I want to ask you a question based off of just what's happened the last couple of days. We've seen the left ratchet up their rhetoric, and then we've started seeing violence perpetrated against the people that they have the rhetoric against. When Schumer got out there and basically named names, I mean, he didn't name Edwards. I mean, he was Republican. A Republican appointed him. Alito, he didn't name him. Just Kavanaugh and Gorsuch. Didn't he decide to go down a path that really is a place we shouldn't go?
Yeah, I mean, you definitely don't want people, you know, threatening violence against Supreme Court judges, and I would think doubly you wouldn't want a senator doing the same thing. You know, a very high ranking senator that has been there for a long time, and frankly, should know better than to do what he did. But you know, luckily Roberts came out and you know, released a statement saying, you know, you shouldn't do this, but I don't think he should have had to do that.
No. I'm being asked if you are on speakerphone.
I am not, but I'm having a hard time hearing you.
You are?
Yes.
What we may do is in the break, we may hang up and call you back. So yeah, we'll do that. We'll do that in about 5 minutes. We'll just hang up and call you back in about 5 minutes. Now, with this stuff that that Schumer has done, though, I mean, is there any way to sanction? I mean, this should be started anyway. I mean, we've already had the Bernie Bros come out and try to kill have a wholesale killing on a ball field, and
right,
you know, if you're a Trump supporter and you wear the hat or whatever, then you know, they're fair game. And we've got all of these senators and representatives out there calling out, saying, do this, do that, knife fight, gun fight, fist fight, get in their face, mm-hmm. that kind of stuff. That's sort of like for some people, that's sort of a subliminal message, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, they impeached Trump over his, quote, phone call with Ukraine asking him to look into Biden's son, right? So he didn't call for violence on any Supreme Court judge or any federal official or anything. I don't know if sanction is going to really do or censure is going to do anything. And I know that they one of the senators said, you know, we should censure Schumer. I mean, it's kind of like who really cares? You know, why don't they try to, you know, remove him for, I don't know, the same thing that they tried to remove President Trump for? And I'm not a lawyer that handles that kind of stuff. So I don't even know if that's something that's possible, but it, you know, leads you to the conclusion. If you're calling for violence against, our government, basically, it's a co-equal branch of government that you're calling for violence against, then, well, I think there should be some ramifications for that. It's definitely not protected free speech when you try to call for violence and incite some people to violence against another. So I think there's some meat there that should be looked into. And if I was Trump, I would ask my Department of Justice. Maybe I'd ask Ukraine, hey, look into it.
The Ukraine?
Yeah, it's a joke, you know.
I get it. I do get it. Yeah. I do get that. But I'm just, I mean, we really have rounded a bend here, haven't we? In the discourse.
Yeah.
The discourse has become quite something else.
Palpable. Yeah. And it's going to get worse. We've got Bernie and Biden still left. And, of course, Tulsi, which she's not going to get elected. But, you know, we've got Bernie and Biden. And depending on what happens with that, I think if Bernie is the nominee, it's going to get just really, really bad. It's only going to get worse from here.
That's so bad to consider. I'm also waiting to see if we have any violence when either Ruth Bader Ginsburg, whatever happens to her, I don't want her to pass away. You know, I'm not looking forward to her passing away just for that sake. I'd like to see everybody live forever, but that's just not in the cards. And or when he gets reelected, I mean, do you think we're going to see violence now?
Yeah, I mean, we've seen it in the past. Like you referenced, you know, the ball field shooting. I mean, that was a Bernie Sanders supporter, and he shot up a bunch of members of Congress, a bunch of Republican members of Congress. So, I mean, you know, we're just, you know, you and I are the little people. We're normal people. So, I mean, if they can incite the violence against, you know, members of Congress who ostensibly have, you know, massive security presence, you know, you and I are just regular Joes. So, you know, why wouldn't they try to do something against us? Like, you know, we've talked about this before. I don't know if they've got the gall to start wholesale committing violence against people like us because, you know, we can defend ourselves and we can take care of ourselves. But I think that people are, you know, might try at least once.
At least once. I've never asked you this. Do you carry a gun?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes I don't. It just depends where I am. I mean, I do a lot of things that don't allow me to carry, but you know, unfortunately, I have to place my safety in the hands of others. However, you know, around here, you're not going to catch me without one.
Right.
But if I'm in court, obviously I can't. And if I'm on a plane, I obviously can't. So beyond that, you know, you got to get me on a plane or in court. Otherwise, we're gonna have something to talk about.
Can a judge carry a gun in his courtroom?
A federal judge, I don't believe, can carry a gun. I'm not saying that they don't, but I did talk to a federal judge once down in Puerto Rico that was not allowed to carry just around, from his home to the parking lot or anything like that, and he was lamenting how bad it was for him. But yeah, I have never looked into where a federal judge could carry. I know the Mississippi State Court judges can carry in their courtroom and their chambers, and they can actually authorize other people to carry. So if I was, you know, in a state court here and was friendly with the judge, he could literally authorize me to carry in his courtroom. But I've never looked into that for a federal judge.
I think I'd be cultivating that relationship. What when you carry a gun, what's your favorite gun to carry? What is your carry weapon of choice?
A Glock 17 or 19 is pretty much what I have, my two weapons of choice.
You need to try the Glock 45.
I've never handled one. I just like the full size 17.
The Glock 45 is the full size 17 grip with the 19 mm-hmm. slide.
Okay.
Yeah, you would like
modification.
That.
I'm sure
you would like that. We're coming up on the first break. Mm-hmm. And Stephen, of course, is out there always pressing the case, always fighting the good fight. And we're going to get into the meat and bones, meat and potatoes, whatever you want to call it. When we get back, this is Lock and Load.
CZ USA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We are speaking with Stephen Sambalia, attorney at law. And right before he was being, Schumer was throwing down on him earlier this week, Gorsuch was out there explaining his finding or his writing of the decision on the bump stock case.
Right. So it's kind of frustrating on one end, you know, that I'm involved in that case, the bump stock case at the Supreme Court. So let me just kind of set up procedurally what happened.
Sure.
We filed a motion for a preliminary injunction trying to stop the rule that classified bump stock as machine guns from taking effect. The district court said, okay, we're going to deny your preliminary injunction. We're going to find parts of the statute called Chevron deference to this, say, because these statutes are ambiguous, we're going to let the ATF basically say whatever they want. Chevron is just this thing that says that the statute is ambiguous and the agency has this, you know, technical knowledge. It can basically fill in the gaps that Congress left and rewrite the statute to whatever purpose the agency wants it to say. Now, that's obviously not what it is, but that's, you know, a brief synopsis of what Chevron deference is. They're going to rely on what the agency says, and the court is not going to tell, you know, us, use their judgment and say this is what the statute is. They're going to just rely on the agency. The circuit court also did the same thing, even though both parties, the government and us, said Chevron doesn't apply. And the government even went so far as to say, if you do apply Chevron, we would rather you hold the rule, like set aside the rule, than apply Chevron, because they know it's not a really good fit for that doctrine, that case. Then we lost in the circuit court of D.C., and then we petitioned the Supreme Court to say, hey, you know, they've applied Chevron in this case, and both parties said that Chevron doesn't apply, and, you know, we need the Supreme Court to fix this. And all Gorsuch did is say, we're not going to, well, the Supreme Court denied to hear the case, and then Gorsuch wrote a statement basically outlining how the district court and the circuit court got it wrong. You don't apply Chevron. It's a criminal statute that has, you know, real penalties associated with it. And both parties waived, you know, the government deemed that it was going to waive Chevron deference. And by the way, we could do that. See, you know, these string side of cases that he wrote. And, you know, the circuit court got it wrong, and we're just not going to hear it now. But, you know, rest assured, we have some concerns. And you even wrote that. Waiting should not be mistaken for lack of concern. So, I think it's just, you know, maybe the time's not right now. Let's just kind of wait a little bit. That's how I read this. And he wants to give the district court and the circuit court another chance to fix what he believes is a problem with them relying on Chevron. And there's also two other cases. There's one in the 10th Circuit and there's one in the Sixth Circuit. So they want to kind of let this issue percolate through the court rather than just deciding once and for all, because the Supreme Court kind of waits to see what the other circuits say before they jump in and say this is the law, especially with guns. Now, if this was a favored right, as Justice Thomas might put it, they would jump in already probably and declare, you know, what is and is not the law. But in a gun case, they wait a really long time.
And that, you know, I was asking a question last night, and I believe a lot of this may be our fault, and I don't know how we could fix this, but, you know, when a lot of it, after the McDonald case that the Supreme Court heard, did we get a little complacent? Did we say, okay, well, now this is all settled law, just like abortion, even though abortion was never in the Constitution, but it's settled law now. We have Heller. We have McDonald. Nobody read them, right? Because I happen to think Heller is full of holes myself.
It is. Yeah.
And, you know, I've never looked enough at McDonald to worry about it, because I think Heller is the predicate is full of holes. So it doesn't really matter how solid McDonald would be, because the foundation is not very good. And looking out there and looking at these guys and saying, okay, here's these nine guys and ladies in robes that are going to getting to the Supreme Court is not the substitution for good legislation, is it?
It's not, but sometimes we need them to weigh in and tell Congress, you know, this is what we mean when we say X, or tell a state, this, you know, like, or a territory, whatever you want to call it, like D.C., the district. This is what we mean when we say, you know, shall not be infringed. Unfortunately, it doesn't mean shall not be infringed, because they say, you know, that right is not unlimited. Well, shall not be infringed to me kind of takes it out of the realm of, hey, let's pass permitting laws and let's do this and let's do that. And by the way, you can't have a loaded gun in your car and you can't have an operable firearm in your home. And, you know, Heller, that's all it really was, could you have an operable firearm in your home? It wasn't, can you carry a gun, you know, to and fro your office in D.C.? That wasn't until Wren, and that was in the circuit court, in the district court, and Grace. I mean, that had nothing to do with Heller. And, you know, we're kind of still fighting whether or not you have a right outside your home. So we basically have now just, you can keep arms. You can't bear them, because no court is going to go that far, except the D.C. District Court and Circuit Court and the Seventh Circuit, I believe, and say that you can carry outside your home. And that, you know, that's kind of the big problem with the way that the court is letting this issue drag on and on and on, is that the lower courts are all too happy to say, we're going to ban AR-15s and, quote, assault weapons and pistols because it's going to make people feel safer. And I think that's just a terrible way to look at things. You don't ban something because people are going to feel safer. You know, especially, you know, an enumerated right, the quote right that you just spoke about, you know, is responsible for like 950,000 deaths a year. And gun, quote, gun violence, you know, is responsible for like, I don't know, 30,000, I think. You know, the flu kills more people than guns yeah. do every year.
Yeah, yeah. Coming up on the next break, we'll continue to examine this with Stephen Stambolia, attorney at law. You really need to put up a blog or something. I don't know if that's even good form for a lawyer, but I mean, Stephen's blog. I think there should be some. People love to see that stuff. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate has approved the House-passed bill that provides $8.3 billion in funding for the coronavirus response. The bill now will head to President Trump's desk for a signature, which could take place as early as Friday. Health officials in Washington state say people should consider postponing group travel events or heading on vacations or spring break. Surgeon General Jerome Adams was asked if this is a good plan on Fox News.
Well, I don't know that we're quite there yet, but I think that every institution, every state needs to be thinking about this. I just got off the phone with the governor of Ohio. We talked with the governor of Connecticut earlier this week, and the vice president and I were in Florida talking to the governor there last week.
That audio, courtesy of Fox News, Senator Elizabeth Warren is dropping out of the presidential race. She did not endorse anyone as of yet. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money.
Money! Money! Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. We are speaking with Stephen Stambolia, attorney at law, and we were talking. Now, the bump stock thing, the whole thing about the bump stock thing is that right now it's not even a law. This is just a regulation or a rule.
Correct. It is literally a rule that for the past 10 years or 11 years, the ATF has said these are not machine guns. And then, of course, we had Las Vegas, and then we had Trump say, we're going to ban them, and he made good on that promise, and the ATF found this brand new authority under the current statute. They said, wait a second, these are machine guns. And that's kind of where we're at. You know, possession of a unregistered machine gun is like 10 years in prison and a $250,000 fine. So, you know, people don't, the people that have bump stocks are like, well, okay, you know, I have to give it up unless I'm going to be a felon.
Do you think, now, I've asked this question before, and I don't know if I've ever asked this question of you. Trump seems to take a lot of his cues from the NRA. And when all of this came out, the NRA put out sort of an abbreviated, and when I say abbreviated, what I'm saying is that they didn't finish the statement. They put out a statement about needing more regulation or something, and then all of a sudden we've got the president coming out there saying, all right, we're going to take care of this right now.
They did that. A lot of people were saying, you know, it's not, it wasn't the NRA that did this. I think the NRA even took the position. They actually filed a comment in support of, I believe, doing nothing with the rule on saying it's Congress's job. But at the time after the Vegas shooting, they were like, oh, you know, these should be looked at again and blah, 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 more regulation. And then they kind of tried to walk it back. Well, the damage was done at that point. And I think that that Trump used the NRA as the cover he needed to say, well, you know, the NRA is for this too. You know, this can't be bad. And he's not going to lose any votes because, you know, this is just a silly range toy. You know, the NRA is basically giving me the cover I need. So unfortunately, I believe that a lot of the blame falls on the NRA for not fighting harder. And you can see the NRA didn't file any case to say you don't have the authority to do this or anything like that. I mean, they just let it roll.
Now, when all of this
too much money on litigation, non-Second Amendment related stuff.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. This all came about sort of at the time that everything else is blowing up in their face, right?
Yep, pretty much.
So, you know, I just wonder about that because now I know that there's other people that have the presidents here. I know Alan Gottlieb talks to him from time to time. And, I mean, Alan seems pretty square, straight up and everything else. Does GOA talk to him?
I don't know. I just stay out of all of that, and I just do what I do. I mean, I'm not a lobbyist, or I don't, you know, usually talk to politicians, although I was in Hawaii over the weekend, and I did meet with some politicians. I mean, they've got so many anti-gun bills over there, magazine bans, and, you know, just all kinds of crazy stuff. They're trying to out New York, you know, outdo New York and California, so... just crazy stuff, but I don't know if GOA talks to the president or his team or anyone. I mean, they're a big organization. I assume they do, but I just don't know for sure.
Well, I mean, that being the case, anyway, that's the only time I've seen him sort of waver. Do you think he was playing games with them when he was talking about other gun control and all the other stuff, and then he started going back and saying, well, you know, it's the mental health issue and all this other stuff. Was he playing with them then?
That's the problem with him is you never know. I mean, you heard what he said, and I've come to the conclusion that you really can't trust what he says, or he does this grandiose, you know, shift to one side and, you know, basically invite Feinstein to you know, submit a bill. Put whatever you want in it. Don't be afraid of the NRA. They're not that bad. You know, they don't have that much power. And then, you know, like you said, you know, he walks it back. And so I don't know what he's doing, but maybe he just says that to placate them. I'm not sure. You know, he's obviously made a lot more money than me. He's more successful than I am, but I just can't stand the whole, let me tell you what I'm not going to do, but pretend like I'm going to actually do it. I just can't stand that mentality.
I don't know. The senior senator here in South Carolina, Lindsey Graham, when you call his staff, they'll tell you, yeah, we like every chance we can get for them to get out there on the floor of the Senate and debate gun control. I'm like, dude, this is no game.
Right.
But I guess when you're the guy that, you know, you have the final word and you can sign it or not, and it becomes law only if you sign it. I guess maybe you could, I don't know, maybe play a little bit of a game. Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't appreciate it. I like for people to, you know, to take a position and for me to rely on that position. But, you know, that's what he's up.
Yeah.
That's what he's doing on all of this stuff, on everything.
And at the same time, he gets the right things passed, which makes me almost believe that this is this is all a design.
Could be.
All a design.
Could be.
Anyway, I didn't even ask you about what's going on in Hawaii. Is that something that's going to take a little bit of time to unfold in the next segment, or?
I mean, it. You know, we went to some committee hearings and went and met with some legislators, and basically they're passing a 10-round magazine ban, but they're going to have a grandfathering the clause in there, which is, you know, the most ridiculous thing. How are you going to know when a magazine was manufactured, or how, you know, when John Doe received a magazine, you know, before the law goes into effect? So, I mean, there's a lot of stuff that are just completely unenforceable garbage, but, you know, that's what the Democrats and the left, you know, they just push the law, and then they just hope that the law-abiding responsible gun owners will say, oh, 30-round magazine, I can't have it anymore. Let me go either turn it in or register it or whatever the outcome of that final bill is going to be. It's absolute garbage.
Yeah. The grandfather clause, that's always sort of a – is that cover? Is that political cover when they pass that?
It is, because what they're doing is they're placating the people that are opposed to whatever bill. They're saying, well, you get to keep yours. What's your problem? Well, my problem with that is I'm not going to trade my children's right for the right that I have now. If I have it, you know, if I have a right to it, then my kids should have a right to it. And, you know, your generation should have a right to it. Whatever generation comes after that should have a right to it. It's not, well, you know, we're going to let you have it, but no one after you. It's like, well, okay, so let's take their favored right, killing babies. Well, only my generation can do that. But the generation that comes after me, we're going to stop that. No one would go for that. The Supreme Court would strike that down. But that's what they do with the gun. You know, that's what they do with the Second Amendment. It's constant. And you could look at this all over the map, any case, voting rights, abortion, anything. And that's how they treat those rights. And then they come to the Second Amendment and they like to water it down as much as possible because they don't want us to be able to defend ourselves. They don't want us to have guns.
Let me get you to hold right there. We're coming up on the next break, and we'll talk about things in Hawaii, and we'll talk about whatever we've missed that you wanted to bring up. So talking to Stephen Sambalia, attorney at law, this is Lock and Load.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
I am doing it all, the water, the fiber, the exercise, but I still have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keep coming back. My doctor said that I may have a chronic medical condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C.
Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats adults with IBS with constipation. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com. That's Linzess.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Sponsored by Allergan Pharmaceuticals and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
And welcome back. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. We're speaking with Stephen Stambolia, attorney at law. What have we not covered that you would like to cover? Because I know there's some stuff going on that I just don't know about.
Stephen? D.C. On the NFA appeal, like, you know, when the FBI would deny an NFA background check, the National Firearms Act, like a suppressor, and then they would kick it over to the ATF, and the ATF would say, sorry, the FBI denied your background. You're somehow a prohibited person. The FBI is like, hey, we're not going to process these appeals for you, ATF. And the ATF said, well, we're not going to process these appeals either, because the FBI, you're the one that denied them. So anyways, we sued the FBI to correct some plaintiff's records, and we just got our really good first round of discovery in this past week. And let me tell you, there's a big fight between the ATF and the FBI as to whether or not, you know, who's got the authority, either statutory or rule, to go in and process appeals for NFA items. Now, you know, if you're denied a regular handgun, a rifle, or a shotgun, there's a process by which the FBI will allow you to appeal that denial. And now they're saying for NFA, we're not going to do any appeal, period. So I've got these two competing letters, one from the ATF to the FBI, saying you're the one that does the background check. You're the one that needs to handle the appeal. And the FBI writes back like a year later saying, ATF, we shouldn't have been doing the background checks for you. You know, oops are bad. And not only should we not, we're not going to do your appeals. And we're going to give these back to you to do. And it's just going back and forth from there. I mean, it's hysterical to me because there's obviously no love between the agencies. But it's sad to me because, you know, we're infringing, or they're infringing on people's rights and not letting them, you know, have their due process. Like, if the government denies you something, there needs to be some type of remedy. And I'm not talking about a lawsuit, but I'm talking about, like, you know, some administrative remedy. You're denied this, then you should be able to appeal it and you know, make them prove that you're a prohibited person. And they're just, FBI is saying, tough, we're not going to do it. And we're going to hopefully force them to do it.
Now, is that something that will go to court, or is that something that a judge is going to have to rule on for you, or is this a procedure that you have to go through?
Something that is in court right now, that has been in court since, I believe, June of 2018, And, you know, I told the assistant U.S. attorney handling this case, I mean, this is a real simple case to make go away. You agree to do firearms appeals. Firearms under federal law encompass all the different things. It encompasses handguns, shotguns and rifles, and also suppressors, machine guns, short-barrel rifles, short-barrel shotguns, and any other weapons. They're all defined as firearms under the code, under the GCA and the NFA. So
right.
I don't really see a difference if the FBI runs background check appeals for, quote, firearms, then they have to run them for NFA firearms as well. And, of course, the FBI doesn't want to do that because they're so busy, so many background checks. And it's funny, in some of these letters that I'm going to be posting up shortly, and, you know, you do talk about a blog. You say I need a blog. I've got one. I just don't have time to update it. But if you go to my website, sbslaw.us, there's a place you can click on for blog, and I can't tell you the last time I published something, but I really should go and put these letters up there and let people read for themselves. You know, the FBI says the ATF will never be a priority for us. You know, the ATF's work will never be a priority for us. Well, what they're really saying is American citizens, people, we don't care about you. We're not going to do the work that we're tasked to do and do these backgrounds when all you have to do is query the NICS database, which is an instant check. You know, it's instant, right? But no, there's no timeline on NFA stuff, so they don't care. They're going to hold it as long as they want to hold it. It's not a priority. I've got this in black and white. And that right there, and I've already sent it off to a congressman, saying, hey, look at this. This is what, you know, this is what they're doing. Y'all can fix this if you want. And, of course, you know, you hear nothing back from them because there's no appetite for pro-gun legislation in Congress, period. And, you know, we'll see what the court does. I'm hoping that the judge sees it my way. And I think this is the first time I've actually lined up with what the ATF is saying when they say, FBI, you should run the background check appeals. And I'm agreeing with the ATF, which is kind of strange because my opinions are usually contrary to what they say. But in this case, you know, I might be the ATF's biggest cheerleader. FBI, do these background check appeals.
Hmm.
Strange, right? You know,
it is strange. Well, it's like a broken clock, right?
Right. So, yeah, I think the ATF is writing this. And in any event, I'm going to put it in front of the court and say one of these agencies is right. Either the ATF is right or the FBI is right. I tend to think it's the ATF. I think the statutes, I think the regulations show it's the ATF. But, hey, you know, I'm just a redneck from Mississippi. Let's let the court decide.
Yeah. Art, do you have something that it seems like with the work you do, because you could practice law in just about any other category, couldn't you? You don't have to be in the Second Amendment law. You could be in real estate, or you could be in tort reform. You know, you could be a tort lawyer, or you could be a are you a criminal defense attorney already?
I mean, I handle some gun charges out in Mississippi. It's not a big part of what I do. The Second Amendment, this is mainly what I do. I've got a couple other practice areas that I've been somewhat successful in that I could probably make a whole lot more money if I devoted all of my time and attention to, like, let's say, employment law or something like that, which I've you know, done pretty well in. But it's just not as fun. It's just not my, it's not where my passion is. Like, you know, Second Amendment, I start every day, you know, reading the previous day's cases, and, you know, I don't ever get tired of it. It's not really like a job to me. It's my passion. And, you know, I wish it paid more, but it's something that needs to be done. And, I'm glad, I'm proud to do it.
It just seems like that. I mean, for me, there would be an awful lot of stress going on as far as, because it is it's not really a passion project. It's a calling. Like being in the military is a calling, and I would find that sort of, I would have a rough time with it. I'd have a rough time dealing with all the nonsense.
You deal with a lot of nonsense, but you know, at the end of the day, you're helping real people with a fundamental enumerated civil right. And I think I would go back to that. You know, what else did I go to law school for?
Right.
you know, transfer property between one person and another. It's to uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States. And, I mean, there's no, I don't know what other higher calling there is than that.
Well, that it definitely is a calling without a doubt. But at the same time, I just look at just all the nonsense that you got to put up with. I just don't know how I could do it. Yeah. I just don't know how I could do it. And what about Alan? Does Alan take with some of this stuff, or does he just handle it as good as you do?
Oh no, I mean we're both in this together, and we talk at least once a day, sometimes twice a day, about all the stuff we've got going. I mean, he's doing really well. He's busy over there, and we each have our own cases that we do, and then we have a lot of cases that we do jointly. So, I mean, we're two solo practitioners taking on government, kind of farm.
Very good. We're about to run out of time. I want to thank you. I know he's had a very rough week. Last week, I was calling him. He's like, Bill, I'm going to Hawaii. I can't do it. So, thanks for taking the time to join me tonight.
My pleasure.
All right. We'll be right back. Coming up next, we're going to be joined by Rick Ector. It's going to be Planet Rick. That's coming up next. This is Lock and Load.
The home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.